This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Daily questions to maintain continuous emotional insight. A practical self-questioning system that keeps your emotional awareness sharp. In short, emotional self-awareness does not arrive once and stay. It requires daily tending, like any skill worth keeping. Without a consistent questioning practice, your emotional patterns run on autopilot, invisible until they cause damage. A small set of targeted daily questions, asked at the right moments, build a kind of insight that changes how you lead, communicate, and respond. The system in this article gives you those questions in a clear, ordered sequence you can start today. Definition: emotional self-awareness is the ongoing practice of noticing your inner states, emotional triggers, and behavioral patterns in real time. It means you can name what you are feeling, understand where it came from, and see how it is shaping your actions before it shapes them badly. There is a particular kind of silence after a meeting goes wrong. You said something sharper than you intended, or you withdrew when the room needed you to speak. You felt it happening, and you did not catch it in time. That gap between what your emotions were doing and what you consciously knew is exactly what daily emotional self-awareness is designed to close. Most people treat self-awareness as a trait you assess once and move on. They take a personality test, read a book, feel a flicker of recognition, and consider themselves done. But self-awareness is not a fixed state. It is a daily practice of deliberate internal questioning, and without that practice, it fades. Your blind spots return quietly, the way weeds return to a neglected garden. This article gives you a practical, ordered system of daily questions that keeps your emotional insight sharp, not theory. A working method you can apply starting today. Why staying emotionally aware is harder than it first appears. You would think awareness would get easier once you have it. In my experience, it does not, at least not automatically. The difficulty with emotional self-awareness is that it requires you to observe the very instrument you're using to observe. Your emotions are not objects sitting outside you. They are the lens through which you see everything, which means they are the last thing you notice when they are distorting your view. A man who has been carrying tension in his chest all morning will often read a neutral email as a threat. He does not notice the tension. He just believes the email is a problem. There is also the pressure of daily life. You are busy, reactive, and pulled toward the next task before the last one has been properly processed. Self-reflection feels like a luxury on a full schedule, which is precisely why it has to be built into a system rather than left to good intentions. Good intentions are not reliable. A repeatable process is, if you have tried journaling in the past and abandoned it, or spent time in reflection only to find yourself circling the same thoughts without gaining new ground, those are not failures of character. They are failures of method. What you need before you start the daily practice. Before the questions can do their work, two things need to be true. First, you need a fixed time, not a flexible one. The word daily in this practice means the same point in your routine, not whenever I remember. Morning and evening are the two most effective anchor points, and both are used in the system below. If you cannot commit to both immediately, start with one. The evening session is where the deepest insight lies, so start there if you must choose. Second, you need honesty without performance. The greatest enemy of emotional self-awareness is the habit of answering self-reflection questions with the person you want to be rather than the person you actually are. If you spent most of Tuesday resentful and distracted, writing "I felt challenged," but stayed focused is not insight. It is image management with no audience. The questions only work if you answer them truthfully, even when the truth is uncomfortable. No one else is reading these answers. There is no benefit in flattering yourself here. The daily question system, a six-step process. This system runs across two brief sessions each day, a morning check-in of roughly 5 minutes and an evening review of roughly 10. Together, they take less time than most people spend scrolling before bed. Number 1. Name your baseline emotional state before the day begins. Before you check your phone, before you review your schedule, sit with this single question. What am I carrying into today? Name the emotion specifically, not stressed if you can help it. Stressed is a catch-all. Push further: are you anxious about a specific outcome? Tired and therefore short-tempered? Carrying unresolved frustration from yesterday? The goal is precision, because vague labels produce vague awareness. A useful script. Right now, I notice I am feeling, and I think it is connected to. Number 2. Identify your pressure points for today. After naming your state, ask, what is most likely to trigger a reactive response in me today? Think through your schedule and your relationships. A difficult conversation you have been avoiding. A person who reliably irritates you. A decision you are afraid to make. Name the trigger in advance. This is not catastrophizing. It is preparation. When you know in advance what might destabilize you, you move through it with more conscious control. Understanding how the brain responds under this kind of pressure is worth examining more closely, particularly the mechanics covered in this article on what the amygdala hijack is and how it escalates workplace tension in high-pressure moments. Number 3. Set a single emotional intention for the day, not a goal about productivity. A statement about how you want to show up emotionally. Something like, today I intend to listen without immediately responding, or today I will notice when I'm getting defensive before I speak. Keep it singular and specific. Vague intentions like be more present dissolve by mid-morning. A sharp, concrete intention holds through to lunch. Number 4. Conduct a mid-moment check-in during your hardest interaction. This step happens inside your day, not before or after it. When you are in a conversation or situation that is generating heat, pause and ask yourself silently, what am I feeling right now? And is this feeling a useful guide or a distortion? This is the hardest step in the system because it requires you to split your attention between the external situation and your internal state simultaneously. It takes practice, but it is also where self-awareness pays the highest return. If you've ever lost that internal grip entirely in a high-pressure moment, the pattern is well described in this piece on the signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time. Number 5. Run the evening debrief with 3 fixed questions. The evening session is where insight deepens into pattern recognition. Ask these 3 questions in order and give each genuine attention. When today did my emotional state shape my behavior in a way I did not choose consciously? Number 6. What triggered that response? And have I seen this trigger before? Number 7. If I faced the same moment tomorrow with full awareness, what would I do differently? The 3rd question is the most important. It converts hindsight into forward-facing knowledge, which is the foundation of real emotional growth. Number 8. Track your patterns across the week. Once a week, read back through your responses from the 5 preceding days and ask, what is the pattern? You are not looking for a verdict on yourself. You are looking for information. If you notice that your reactive moments cluster around certain people, certain times of day, or certain kinds of pressure, that is not a character flaw. It is a map. A map tells you where to apply your attention next week. The relationship between building this kind of self-knowledge and performing well under feedback is explored in detail in this piece on what the confidence competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback. Adapting the system when you work under relentless pressure. High-pressure roles, whether in leadership, emergency-facing work, or genuinely fast-moving teams, create a specific problem for this practice. The pace strips out the pauses. When every hour is urgent, a 5-minute morning check-in feels indulgent, and the evening debrief feels impossible. The adaptation here is compression, not elimination. If you cannot run the full morning session, reduce step 1 and step 2 to a single question. What am I most at risk of doing poorly today? And why? Answer it in 2 sentences. That is enough to activate conscious awareness before the day accelerates. For the mid-moment check-in in step 4, the adaptation is a physical anchor rather than an internal question. Choose a specific physical sensation you will pay attention to as a signal due tension, a tightening in the chest, the urge to talk faster. When you feel it, that sensation becomes your cue to pause and reorient. You do not need 5 seconds. You need 1 breath. Managing this internal state under pressure is also central to staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, and the core framework described here is a direct complement to this daily practice. The evening debrief in step 5 can be reduced to 1 question only on genuinely brutal days. What cost me today? And do I know why? If you can answer both parts honestly in 3 minutes, the session has served its purpose. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with daily self-reflection. These are the 3 most common failures I have seen. I have made all of them. the mistake. Turning the evening debrief into a general gratitude or positivity practice. Why it happens. Positive reflection feels good. Honest self-examination feels uncomfortable. So people drift toward the version that rewards them emotionally. What to do instead? Keep the three questions fixed. Gratitude practices have genuine value, but they belong in a different slot in your day. The evening debrief is specifically for examining emotional behavior, not for celebrating what went well. The mistake: answering the questions quickly and moving on. Why it happens. When reflection becomes a habit, it can become mechanical. You start filling in the answers the way you fill in a form quickly and without real thought. What to do instead. Notice when an answer comes too easily. Real insight tends to arrive with a small amount of resistance. If you answer in 10 seconds and feel nothing, you've probably avoided the real answer. The mistake: treating a difficult pattern you identify as a conclusion rather than a starting point. Why it happens. When you notice something uncomfortable, like the fact that you become dismissive under criticism, it can feel like a verdict. What to do instead? Treat every pattern you find as a question. Why does this happen? And when did it start? Curiosity is more useful than judgment here. This same principle is at the root of how the confidence competence loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others, and understanding it can reframe what you find in your own reflection. Your daily emotional insight checklist. Print this. Keep it somewhere you will actually see it. Morning 5 minutes. Number 1. What emotion am I carrying into today? And where did it come from? Number 2. What is most likely to trigger a reactive response in me today? Number 3. What is my single emotional intention for today? During the day, real time. 4. In my most difficult interaction today, I will pause and ask, is what I'm feeling right now a useful guide or a distortion? Evening 10 minutes to 5. When today did my emotional state shape my behavior in a way I did not consciously choose? 6. What triggered that response, and have I seen it before? 7. If I faced the same moment tomorrow with full awareness, what would I do differently? Weekly 15 minutes, 8. What pattern do I see across this week's responses? 9. What does that pattern tell me about where my attention needs to go next week? The system works best when it is consistent rather than perfect. A partial session on a hard day is more valuable than skipping it entirely. The goal is not to have clean answers every evening. The goal is to keep the inquiry alive. The way consistent self-knowledge builds your capacity for every kind of difficult conversation, including how the confidence competence loop shapes team performance, is worth following further in this article on how it explains why some teams build synergy faster than others. The ground you are building on. Here is the truth of it: emotional self-awareness is not the same as emotional control. You cannot always stop a reaction from starting, but you can get to the point where you see it arriving, which gives you a choice about what you do next. That choice is the whole thing. It is the difference between someone who is shaped by their emotions and someone who can work with them. The daily questions in the system are not profound on their own. They are simple, deliberate, repeated acts of attention. Over weeks and months, that attention builds into genuine emotional self-awareness, the kind it holds under pressure, that earns the trust of the people around you, and that makes you a clearer, steadier presence in every room you walk into. If you want to apply that growing awareness directly to conversations with your team, the approach described in How to Use the Confidence Competence Loop to Make Team Synergy Conversations Less Terrifying gives you a natural next step. Start with the evening questions tonight. Just those three. That is the ground you are building on. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional self-awareness? Emotional self-awareness is the practice of noticing your inner states, triggers, and patterns as they are happening. It means you can name what you are feeling, understand why, and recognize how that feeling is shaping your behavior before it causes damage. How do daily questions improve emotional self-awareness? Daily questions interrupt automatic behavior and force deliberate reflection. When you ask yourself the same targeted questions each morning and evening, you begin to spot emotional patterns across days and weeks, turning isolated real actions into readable data about how you actually function. How long does it take to build consistent emotional self-awareness? Most people notice a real shift within 3 to 4 weeks of daily questioning. The first week feels mechanical. By the third week, you start catching yourself mid-reaction rather than only in hindsight. Depth of insight continues to grow the longer you sustain the practice. What is the difference between self-awareness and self-criticism? Self-awareness is observation without judgment. Self-criticism is judgment without curiosity. When you practice emotional self-awareness correctly, you notice a pattern and ask what caused it. Self-criticism skips the question and goes straight to blame. One produces insight, the other produces shame. Can emotional self-awareness be practiced without journaling? Yes, the daily questions in this process can be answered mentally, spoken aloud, or written down. Writing creates a record that reveals patterns over time, which is its main advantage. But the core practice is the questioning itself, not the medium you use to answer. Why do people struggle to maintain emotional self-awareness under pressure? Under pressure, the brain prioritizes speed over accuracy. Emotional self-awareness requires a brief pause, and pressure removes that pause. The solution is to build the questioning habit during calm periods, so it becomes automatic enough to survive the moments when it is hardest to use. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.